heard this instrument, and I just fell in love with it. It changed my life.
Organist James David Christie, a professor of the instrument, a touring performer, and a longtime member of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, has traveled across the country to Sonoma County to reunite with the pipe organ that has found a new home in the Schroeder Recital Hall on the Sonoma State campus. The handcrafted instrument, created by noted American organ builder John Brombaugh in 1972, was built for a church in Toledo, Ohio, where Christie, then a student, was among the first to play it.
It's very easy to play. It has beautiful action. The voicing is extraordinary. This organ is very vocal and very singing. When you play it when the room is empty, you feel like you're sitting in a little mini cathedral.
We call it Opus 9 because that was the number in John Brombaugh's list.
John Booty was a part of the team that prepared the 1200 pipe organ. He's now in town to oversee its relocation, and he says it was the result of a historic change in how organs were built in this country.
John Brombaugh had been to Europe and looked at old European organs, and he had this idea that if he did a whole number of things, technically and musically, with the organ, that he could recreate what essentially was a historic European instrument. So the number 9 pulled all these things together for the first time.
Within the world of organ music, Booty says, it proved revelatory.
When the Europeans, the experts, came to see the organ, they were blown away. They thought, how can an American organ builder build an organ like this? They were just amazed. And so the organ had just tremendous influence on the American organ scene, especially since you consider it's really a very small organ. It's only 1,200 pipes.
Despite all that, when the Ashland Avenue Baptist Church decided to sell its Toledo sanctuary in 2005, the organ was put up for sale. That was just about the time that Bob Wirth, musical director of Sonoma Bach and then a member of the Sonoma State Music faculty, was returning from a choral tour of Germany and sorting through a box full of accumulated mail.
I was going, well, this is recycling, I'll keep this. And the flyer actually went into recycling, and I eyeballed it down there with a picture of the instrument. I thought, oh, I should take a look at that. And that's how we got into this particular instrument.
A week later, the $300,000 purchase, now considered a bargain, was wrapped up, even though the organ was then lodged in a pair of temporary sites in Rochester, New York, until its ultimate destination at the Green Music Center could be finished. John Booty says it was well worth the wait.
Schroeder Hall is a world-class hall. We're really stunned by how good it is. So here in Ronert Park, it's really going to be, I think, a spectacular cultural influence. And we're really bringing an organ that is an icon to a hall that's probably as good as any hall that's been built recently.
The first person to play Opus 9 publicly in the new hall is Sebastopol organist David Parsons, who will perform with the Sonoma Bach Chorus in the hall's opening concert Saturday morning. He, too, became an immediate fan.
I thought I was in the Netherlands, and I thought, oh, magic, magic, magic.
The just-completed 240-seat Schroeder Hall is debuting this weekend with a flurry of 10 free concerts, including the inaugural organ recital that James David Christie will perform Saturday afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.